Tran Walker has been found guilty of the stabbing deaths of his ex-girlfriend and a friend, according to the Sioux City Journal. District Judge Todd Deck announced the verdict this afternoon in Woodbury County District Court after weighing the evidence for 2 months. 19-year-old Walker of Sioux City was charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder for the January 28, 2018 stabbing deaths of 17-year-old Peyton Sullivan and 18-year-old Philippe Negron Jr., both of Sioux City. Walker faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison without parole. An investigation is underway after a train derailment last night in Sioux County. Railroad officials say no one was hurt and there were no hazardous chemicals on the rail cars. It happened on the Burlington Northern Santa Fe track between Hull and Dune, just 1 mile west of Highway 75 at around 8:30. The Iowa State Board of Education has adopted new rules that would require lap shoulder seat belts on all new school buses bought by school districts and state-accredited non-public schools in Iowa. The administrative rules adopted today will still be subject to legislative review. Other safety equipment required would include one additional stop arm per bus, handrails, exterior boarding lights, and fire-resistant crash barriers between the front bus seats and the bus drivers. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. We'll have more updates coming up later this hour and during the 5 o'clock hour as well. I'm Mary Hartnett.